Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot, but heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you sleep. Bring everything you got to others, leave nothing to me. Cause I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my life's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on a truck and let y'all run with him. And I'm gonna live them. I'm walking the word and living to my future. My whole past is a flush. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. So I fresh begin again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know, like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody. Who can save anybody? Save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody? Save anybody. If they ain't like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour, but I'm on that empire. It ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave them, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know, like I know, you be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody. Who can save anybody? Save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on the night, praise God. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Hallelujah, that can save anybody. We want to welcome y'all tonight to the Anointed Truth of Christ worldwide and uncensored. We thank God for everybody who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace before we get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you all tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to congregate in your name on today. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit be present on the line and that you be dominant, Lord, that your will be done and not ours, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you are about to deliver to us on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for everything that you have done and everything that you are doing in our lives. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy. Hallelujah, on today. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. Once again, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide. Hallelujah and uncensored. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen. Well, of course, it's Thursday night, so online tonight we have, hallelujah, our very own our very own Sister Valencia Scott will be coming forth and bringing forth a dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we look forward to that word later on in our program today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get ready to go to the throne of grace with our prayer requests and our hallelujah praise reports on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Reading out of the New English Version, it reads, "Shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness continues to each generation." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing. Hallelujah of his holy word on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse number three says, acknowledge, hallelujah, that the Lord, amen, is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the first step. Hallelujah, in salvation. Hallelujah, acknowledging that the Lord, hallelujah, is God. Praise God, hallelujah. In other words, acknowledging that we are not the ones in control. Hallelujah, acknowledging that God is who he is, and that is God. Hallelujah, he is the creator of all things. Hallelujah, he is the mediator of all things. Hallelujah, he is the motivator of all things. Hallelujah, without him, nothing would be done. Praise God, acknowledge, hallelujah, that the Lord, hallelujah, is God. He made us. Praise God, hallelujah. He made us, and we are his. I like this scripture because a lot of people, when they get blessed financially, when they get blessed monetarily, hallelujah, amen, and they develop a name for themselves, when they get notoriety, hallelujah, you hear the phrase that I'm self-made. Hallelujah, I'm a self-made millionaire, I'm a self-made businessman, hallelujah, I'm a self-made this, I'm a self-made that, and the word is telling you, you ain't a self-made nothing, hallelujah, that you did not make yourself, hallelujah, you did not, amen, you think because you put the work in, hallelujah, amen, that understanding that God, amen, had already ordained you to be what you are, no power is given without God's permission, hallelujah, no power is given without God giving the power, hallelujah, amen, no position is given without God ordaining a position, hallelujah, amen, you think you made yourself, hallelujah, amen, but God says, I'm the one that makes your crooked path straight. Hallelujah, amen. I'm the one that causes you to have a destiny. That's why all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Because the scripture goes on to say, for those that he foreknew, hallelujah, those that he knew before and predestined, hallelujah, to conform to the image of his son, Christ Jesus. Predestined. God predestined you. Hallelujah, amen. Your success is not, hallelujah, because of you. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Remember when Jesus told the story of the talents. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God when the Lord left. Hallelujah, he left one person with one talent. Hallelujah, one person with two talents. Hallelujah, amen. And one person with five talents. Hallelujah, amen. See, the talent that you got, God gave you. Hallelujah, praise God. If it wouldn't have been for the talent that God gave you, hallelujah, amen, you wouldn't have that position you got. Hallelujah, amen. Everybody say how smart you are, amen, praise God. If it would not have been for God putting the intelligence in your brain, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, amen. See, God is the one who created us all. It goes on to say that we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, amen. We are his people. Hallelujah, and the sheep of his pasture. We belong to him, first of all. He created us. We belong to him. But what we always miss is we're the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, amen. The sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, amen. The pasture, that's where the sheep go to graze. Hallelujah, amen. The pasture doesn't belong to the sheep. Oh, my God. The house doesn't belong to you. The car doesn't belong to you. Hallelujah. The ministry doesn't belong to you. Hallelujah. Amen. The wife and kids, the husband, they don't belong to you. You, hallelujah, they belong to God. Hallelujah. And the pasture, the house that you're sitting in. Hallelujah. The job that you got, the pasture, that's his pasture. Hallelujah. He's just allowing you to be in his pasture. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says it's the earth and the fullness of. The fullness of, meaning the earth and everything on it and everything in it, hallelujah, belongs to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing belongs to us. Hallelujah. We did not make ourselves. Hallelujah. God made us. Hallelujah, we are his. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And until we can understand that nothing belongs to us, that everything is in his will, hallelujah, until we can understand that, praise God, we're always going to be stagnant. We're always going to have the wrong mindset about things. Hallelujah, amen. Because it didn't go your way when it was never meant to go your way. It was always meant to go God's way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So as we come before the throne of grace on this evening, hallelujah, with our testimonies and prayer requests, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Acknowledge that the Lord, that he is God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. The phone lines are open at this time. If there be one with a testimony or prayer request, feel free. The phone lines, hallelujah, are open. Amen. Will there be one? Hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. Bless God. Bless God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we just thank God for everybody who called in and everybody who's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And then, amen, we are going to hear, amen, from our speaker on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the word that is about to come forth on tonight. Hallelujah, we praise you for it. We magnify you for it. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask that the word, hallelujah, resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls on tonight. Hallelujah, let us leave the line, hallelujah, with a different perspective. Hallelujah, amen, than when we came. Hallelujah, touch the woman of God on tonight. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet on tonight. Anoint her lips of clay. Hallelujah, to speak your word. Hallelujah, and to do your purpose. And we thank you in advance. Hallelujah, for everything that you are about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. Once again, we thank everybody. Everybody that's just pulling in, just calling in. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ worldwide. Hallelujah. And uncensored. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, amen, with our Thursday night lineup, praise God, we have Sister Valencia Scott on the line. Hallelujah. And she is getting ready to bring forth a dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. So without further ado, hallelujah, I am going to present to some, and I'm going to introduce to others none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord to Elder First Lady, all the saints that's on the line. Allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, just thank you for the word that you've given me, God. I pray that someone be healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you encourage your people on tonight in the name of Jesus, God. You know what's going on in everyone's life, Father God. I speak blessings. I speak miracles, God. I pray no one lack nothing in the name of Jesus. Some people got to go to work tomorrow, God, so I pray they have a peaceful sleep in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you have me behind the cross, Father. I pray you speak to me and through me in the name of Jesus, all about you and your glory, in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And the word that I have for tonight, saints, is don't let your faith shipwreck. The definition of faith is now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the definition for shipwreck is the destruction of a ship at sea, sinking for breaking up a storm or after running aground. And also I'm going to say the definition for favor, gaining approval, acceptance, or special benefits or blessings. First letter, Prevo, give me those scriptures, Mark 4, 35 through 41. Again, those scriptures are Mark 4, 35 through 41.
Amen. And it reads, and the same day when the eve was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the magnitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen.
Amen. As the woman of God was reading, the main word is, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over and go to the other side. That's the word. That's how God speaks us, like when we go to church on Sundays and go to church on Wednesday. It's always the word. Okay, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over and go to the other side. Always know when God gives you a word of confirmation, you got to expect to go through something. You got to go through something so your faith can be tested. Because even though he told them they're going to the other side, they automatically went exactly into a test. Jesus went and laid down and went to sleep, but a storm came. And you know when a storm comes, you know it's thundering, you know it's lightning, you know that it's hell. Everybody knows that a storm is very uncomfortable, just like a shipwreck. You know how bad a wreck is? A wreck is very bad. You know how long it takes for a wreck to clear up? It takes a while to clear up. So it don't matter what we're going through, how we look or how it feels. You have to stand on the word of God. The word of God said on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over and go to the other side. But we get so fearful because it don't happen the way that we want it. We cannot depend on our eyes. We got to depend on the spiritual eyes. We got to trust God. If God said that he's going to do something for you, it is going to come to pass. You just cannot get caught up in the shipwreck. You can't get caught up with all that mess, all the stuff that we see. You can't get caught up on it. What you can do is you got to stand on the word of God. Because as they was in the sea, as the thunder and the lightning, the boat was flooded and all the water was coming, they started panicking. That's what we do. We start panicking when we see stuff that we don't understand. You have to stand on what God told you. You got to stand on this promise. You got to remember what God said so you won't perish. Like we do. We do this all the time. He went down there and slept. Jesus slept. Why? Because he gave them the word before he went and laid down. He said, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over and go to the other side. That means that you're going to the other side. No matter how it looks, no matter how it feels, you're going to the other side because he already told you that you're going to go to the other side. Oh, but it might be a little uncomfortable, but you're still going to go to the other side. You might go through some stuff, but you're going to go to the other side. You might lose some people, but you're going to go to the other side. Your family might turn on you. You might be still going to the other side. You might lose that job. Still going to the other side. You might lose that wife, but you're still going to the other side. You might lose that husband, but you're still going to the other side because the word is saying. But this is what we do, Seth. We get weary. We get weary because we don't understand what God is doing. So God is too big for us to figure out. I can't figure God out. I have stopped stressing myself out by trying to figure God out. just trust his word. If God say that he's going to do something, that is definitely going to come to pass, because they're going to wake Jesus up while he's in the boat. He get up and stop the storm. Peace, be still. And this is what he say to us. Why are we so fearful? Because like what we're going through this with this virus, it's a shipwreck. It's a shipwreck. You know what a wreck is. It takes time to clear up a wreck. A wreck ain't cleared up in no one day. It takes time to clear all that up. Like when a tornado hit, it takes time for that type of stuff to clear up. So we have to stand on God's word. When God says he's going to do something, it's going to come to pass. Okay, the virus is still here. Okay, and it's going to leave when God says so, when people start doing what thus says the Lord, obeying God, start making stuff about themselves. It's all about God. It's not about us. That's why we still have the virus. But in spite of having the virus, God's still on the throne. People still getting money after money after money. People getting food. God still will not allow us to lack nothing, even out of disobedience. Because a lot of this stuff has been happening because there's a lot of disobedience. And the main disobedience is in the church. You know, I know the church is in the, I'm going to say the business. You take your mess in the building. That's why they had to shut down the church, because it was too much mess. I'm talking about the shipwreck. But God's going to clear it up when he get ready. When people start being kinder, when people learn something about patience, when people truly get on their face and cry out to God, when people really fast, when people really, really consecrate, when people really, truly start doing it and start thinking about themselves and what they're going through, that's when it's going to clear. I had brought this, I brought a word earlier. I had a dream. I worried about Noah. God is not pleased, but people still not acknowledging that it's God. It's not Donald Trump, okay? Not the news. It's not social media. We got to trust God. And that, like, let me go back, okay? When they woke Jesus up, he said, peace, peace, peace. He said, why are you so fearful? I said all the time, I ain't never seen so many scary things in my life. I ain't never seen no many scary things. And this is what people give me. They give me with this. This is what they try to say to me, Elder. They said, you got to do, you use wisdom, you know. Don't just go after, look, first of all, let me explain something to you. Look, I wasn't scared when I'm sinning. So now that I'm saved, sanctified, the Holy Ghost filled, I'm supposed to be afraid. I walk in the doors. I have the blood. I'm covered with the blood. I have enough faith to know when I walk out that door, I know for a fact that God's going to cover me. I ain't get sick before. You know, like the flu shot. I don't get the flu shot. People go get the flu shot. As soon as they get the flu shot, they get the flu. Why you? Because you put that in your system. I'm not a scary saint. I'm not a scary saint. He didn't make me scary, even though we in this shipwreck, because I trust God. Like I said, on the same day, I'm going back to the word. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, there's cross over, goes to the other side. Everything God promised me, I'm standing on. I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do, far as doing ministry, continue to promote, because everything that God promised me, I'm getting mine. I don't know about nobody else, but that's what I want from God. I'm waiting on God. God's going to do it. I trust God's word, no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like. Now, I ain't saying that I have to obey the law. Like, if I go in stores, I have to wear the mask, and, you know, and they say, I don't deal with no hand sanitizer. I've been using Ivory soap for 41 years. I don't know. Now, I know what's an Ivory soap. I don't know what's in hand sanitizer, but you got to be obedient. Okay, everybody breathe. Everybody still bumping to one another. You still are out in the world. But the only reason, saints, that we are still here is his grace and mercy. Because, look, he can just kill us. I mean, the disease just take us out. He don't want to take us out, and I don't do this thing. I just don't do this. A lot of people are depressed. A lot of people are sad because they don't understand it. You'll never understand it. You got to just continue to see God, ask God to clear it up. You got to ask God to continue to cover your family. Cover your family. Stay on your face. See God. But everything that God promised you, it's going to come to pass. Like he told, they got up in a little shipwreck, and we get up in a little shipwreck, and we can't see our way out. You might not can't see your way out, but God got a plan. God already know what. We don't know what God's going to do. God already know what he's going to do. He know who have faith for real, and he know who don't have faith. Another thing, the greatest thing about being a saint, you got a favor card. Babe, I activate my favor card every time I walk out the door. Every time I buy something, I activate my favor card. It's about activating what God has given you. I activate my spirit of discernment. I activate the word. You have to, that's you. You let them whoop you. I tell people all the time, you allow the enemy to come up in your house. He ain't got nothing on the rent. He ain't got nothing on the light bill, but you let him come in your house and bring confusion. When you got angels, that God has assigned to you, you can't kick the enemy out. A lot of stuff that we go through, I'm talking about shipping, it's the test. We fail the test. But God, basically what that word said, when we're also going to the other side, everything that he promised us, it's going to happen. But do we trust God? And can we go through the process? Can we go through the pain? Can you go through rejection? I'm telling you, if you get through rejection, you will be successful. You got to get past rejection to be successful. And also, another lady told me, she said, you got to handle the word no. People are going to say no. She said, well, what you got to do with no, you got to turn it to own. Mm-hmm. It's about the mindset. It's about trusting God and not trusting people. It's about the believing what God says and standing on this word. Everybody on this phone, somebody has prophesied something to somebody. You better stand on their prophecy, because if God said that he's going to do that for you, he's going to do it. Look, everything that I have asked God to do, he has done it for me. It was not in my timing, but God still done it. God is so good with a shipwreck. He'll clear the shipwreck up or he'll let us walk out. So now we want to go get in the shipwreck because we want to move fast. Everything's so doggone microwave. Don't nobody want to wait on God. Just put fast up. That's another reason that he angry. It's too much this man crap, y'all. These cell phones, getting everything fast. No patience, anger, rage, race. Religious. Racism, but all this in the Bible, y'all. All this in the Bible. Everything that's happening now is supposed to be happening. But don't run out there in that shipwreck and God didn't tell you to move. A lot of times we move, but God didn't tell you to move at all. You move, you got it self, and you move, and he want to clear up the shipwreck. And like I said, activate your favor card. Remind God what he said he's going to do. God wants us to talk to him. People don't even want to talk to God. Like I said, the other word I brought back to Aladdin, the genie. You only want to go to God when you want something. You want worship God. You want praise God. Elder got to beg somebody to testify. I'm not testifying today. Somebody else on the line, they can testify. You alive. That's a testimony. You ate today. That's a testimony. You got somewhere to lay your head. It's a testimony. We won't give God praise for nothing. But we always, in his face, ask him for something. But I won't praise him. Why Elder got to hype people? Why Lady Prepo got to hype people? Why I got to hype people? Why we don't have gratitude when we get on the line? Like, I'm going to praise God. I'm just going to give him praise for him being so good. No, we're higher behind the line. God see all. I'm telling y'all, I talked to a very powerful woman. I'm not going into no names. I'm not saying no names. Going to be here for a while when we get right. People still playing. This is about God, y'all. This is not about us. I want this thing clear. But if we still walking around, if you still doing the same thing that you were doing before we came, ain't nothing going to change. God waiting on us. God is waiting on us. He wants us to cry. He wants us to repent. He wants us to turn from our wicked ways and acknowledge him and everything that we do, because he is Alpha and Omega. He is God. He ain't our friend. He's our God. You got to have respect for the Lord. Don't disrespect the Lord. But you know what? He's still so good. He still blesses us when we disrespect him, when we lie to him, and he knows that we're lying. He's just a good crossing over going to the other side. Everything that he promised is coming, but you got to hold on. Don't run out of no shipwreck. Be still and know that he's God. Be quiet and know that he's God. Get in his presence and know that he is God. Fast and know that he's God. Consecrate and know that he's God. He'll move then. He's not moving right now because too many people still playing. Like these churches open back up, slowly but surely. It's cool, you know, how people doing it, but the ones that just want to do it fast, baby, that's self. They ain't got nothing to do with God. That's self. That is self. You got to see God about everything. What I do, I'm just saying, you're supposed to see God about everything. And that's cool, but some people, I know for a fact, I'm going to say this. When I went to church, I saw somebody doing the same thing like ain't nothing happened. I like, so really, you still walking around with that type of spirit. You still got that spirit that you talking about somebody in the church. Okay, you are the jiggling, smiling, laughing. Okay, this is why God is upset. You bringing that mess in the church. If you messy, keep your messy behind after. You're messy. I see. I like, you messy. I wonder why the people of the world don't want to go to church. They don't want to be around all that mess. They said, my mama told me this. My mama told me this. My mama said, if you can deal with church folks, if you can deal with church folks, you can deal with anything. She said, because you wouldn't expect them to hurt you. Church folks will hurt your behind. You know what I mean? I ain't never known no hurt. Then I learned from church folks, honey. Church folks will hurt your behind because you wouldn't expect it. But God has to do this so you won't depend on people. You got to be hurt. It's a lot of people. I found out about church hurt. I found out about people leaving the church because of the hurt. The church hurt. Man, it ain't nobody running me about the church. They ain't running me when I was sinning. Also, all of a sudden, I'm saved. I'm so sensitive. That's the beginning of my day. I'm so sensitive. I wasn't sensitive when I was smoking a cigarette. I wasn't sensitive when I'm drinking. Oh, because I'm at church. You hurt my feelings. I'm finna leave. I know. I'm not giving nobody that type of power. I'm not. What I have to do as a saint, what I have to do as a saint is believe what God said. And God said, don't let your faith shipwreck. That means trust him, even how it look. I know it don't look good. I know it look like we ain't going to never come out. We'll come out when folks get right. God see all things. We can't hide nothing from God. Just be real about it. We can't hide nothing from him. God want to bless us, but he just want us to do right. Look, God know like success. God know who going to turn. When he bless you, like, okay, I bless her. She ain't going to talk to me. She ain't going to spend no time. You think God don't know that before he bless us? He's still that good. Don't you know he'll take it, but get it back. I'm talking about the type of God that we serve. We have such a good God, but we run a God like he a doggone genie, and God is not no doggone genie. That's why we're still in the shipwreck. We are in a shipwreck. It's going to take time for this shipwreck. It should have been already. If people would really cry out to God, I mean truly from their soul, really cry out to God and try to be right, it'll pass. But by it's not passing, it's longer. It's still here. It ain't supposed to still. I mean, you trying to tell me that really that many saints that's really crying out. You trying to tell me that ain't happening. Obviously it's not, because it's still here. We still in a shipwreck. But in the midst of the shipwreck, the God that we serve, like I said, he's so good. People are not allowed to get put out. Can't nobody go to jail. You see how God protects our disobedient behind. You know, God will spank us a little bit. This is a spanking. You know, the shipwreck, the fire, that's a spanking. But in the midst of our spanking, do y'all see the type of God that we serve, that he's still so good to us, even though we ain't good to him? The type of God that we serve, he didn't love us under. He just wants us to get it right. And you can mess up, and you still can go to him, and he'll love you. He ain't going to talk about your son in your name. That's the type of God that we serve. And God said, I'm going to bless you. When God said he's going to bless you, you better stand on that he's going to bless you. He might not bless you when you think you're ready. No, God bless you when he know we're ready. God know what we're going to do before we do it. So don't get caught up in your shipwreck. Don't get lost in your shipwreck. Ministry is coming out of the building. It's coming out of the building. Three different stores, maybe out of two, let me see, out of three, 7 days a week, maybe 3 days a week, I'm in a different store trying to minister. I'm always outside ministering to somebody. That's what this is about. It got nothing to do with me. Ain't got nothing to do with me. And I'm telling you, around people I've been around, I'm talking about dope dealers. You know, dope dealer, prostitutes. Ain't that who Jesus was around? Ain't no, okay, you got to come out the walls. You got to go minister. You can't be scared. Oh, it's a virus. Oh, my God. It's a virus. I can't go near her. I can't minister to her, Jesus, because it's a virus. Oh, you trying to tell me you don't know the God that we serve? The woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, she was bleeding, and all she did was touch the helmet of Jesus' robe, and she was healed. So you trying to tell me you don't believe that? That ain't the way that I roll, y'all. If God tell me go do something, I go do it. I be obedient. I be drained, but I be obedient. It's especially the ones, saints, that's not saved. They not saved. They can't see nothing. They can't see. So we got to go tell them they can't see. I ain't talking about us. I'm talking about the ones that can't see. They can't see. We got to minister to them. We got to go tell them about God. We got to tell them about the mark that's coming. We finna really find out, Elder, who saved for real, the mark. Because without that mark, no food. Without that mark, you can't shop. With that mark, with the mark, you stand you up the word. Without the mark, you stand you up Christian. So I'm gonna see you gonna get that mark. Because you can talk a good game. You can talk a good game. The mark, everything that happens in the Bible. So it's no, I don't understand where all the confusion comes from. It's already in the word. What's going to happen? Everything Satan gonna try to get as many as he can. He is, but as saints, we got to go out there and minister to people. In the midst of this shipwreck, because I'm getting another job. But when I was working at Kroger, I was ministering. I was trying to go hide in the back. God just wants to pray, you know. And God said, no, you're not finna hide in no back. Get your behind out there in the front. He threw me all the way in the front. Why? Because he knew I would do what he said to. When they be like, hey, y'all like, I'm blessing you. Oh, God is still good. He's still on the throne. Oh, I can't wait till this clear up. I say, it's going to clear up. When God says it's going to clear up, I need hand sanitizer. I said, baby, you're covered with the blood. God knows that my big mouth behind would say that. I'm not scared. The bosses look at me. They want to say something that God won't let them say nothing to me. They did at first time, but God would not allow them to say nothing to me. I come in. It's a favor card that I have. When I walk into Jehovah, I walk with the authority of the Lord. But listen, can you talk to me? I said after I pray, better go pray. Okay, that's the boss. Oh, but I'm a woman of God. I walk in authority. First of all, I'm not going cocky and nothing. I ain't pray. I got to anoint myself with all these doggone different spirits that's up in this store, you know. But I walk with, like, who I am. I'm a woman of God. Ain't we just going around saying I'm a woman of God? I smile. God sent me to a place where I work because I was the only one that smiled. When nobody smiled, y'all, everybody frowning up. Ain't nobody happy. I'm like, what? I said, is something in the water? Well, nobody smiled. Everybody just bad and upset. I'm like, Jesus, I ain't never seen so many angry people. So God sent me there so I can pray, so I can minister. I'll be in the bathroom, be bringing forth the word. People can come up and give me numbers that they want me to pray for them and stuff. I am ministering at work. At work. That's what it's about, at work. People too scared they're going to lose their job if they say something about Jesus. I say it all the time. I said, I have enough power and authority to know that if God gave me that job, he'll give me another job. So you're trying to tell me that I'll be afraid. I'll be afraid. I'm bringing forth his word, and I'll be afraid about losing a job? Oh, no, 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 babe. I'm more worried about pleasing him and not man. Because I'm saying God put my behind all the way, put me all the way up in the front. And all the reason I had to wear a mask because they made us wear a mask. I wasn't wearing a mask, y'all. I am so honest. I did not. All the reason I stopped, because they had on masks and gloves and stuff like that, ski masks. I said, yeah, I said, you got on a ski mask. I said, Jesus. Okay, but I had to wear the mask, you know, when they was handed to us, I had to start wearing the mask then. But I'm always talking about God. Always. Everybody know how Valencia is. Valencia, same way all the time. Always praying. Always doing what thus says the Lord. And that's what he wants us to do in the midst of the shipwreck. I'm always talking about, I'm going to bring God up some kind of way, y'all. I'm talking about me. I ain't say beef. I'm Valencia. That's what I do. That's why God is. And I'm not saying I'm all of that because I'm not. It's just that I have a made up mind. Thing. I'm sold out for Christ because he saved me. Man, I don't want to be down here and I'm not saying. You know how crazy that is? You blinded? I did not know I would be blinded. The stuff that I see now, I thank God that he ran up and got my behind. I was running from the Lord. He saved. I said, I ain't being no saved. I said, I ain't perfect. I said, I cannot be saved. But I am. God already knew it. So in the midst of our shipwreck, saints, we still have to minister, saints. We still got to minister. However your ministry, whatever your ministry is, in midst of our shipwreck, and also activate your favor card. Activate it. Because when I was working at McDonald's, I don't know nobody in drive-thru that get tips. But the woman of God with the favor card, Valencia did. I got tips. That was God. I like, I ain't never had no tips to drive through. Where they people don't do no tips at no drive through. It was not Valencia at all. It's the God in me. I have to represent God all the time. I have to show them who my father is. Because I was talking to one lady. I said, these young ladies, I said, they're so upset. Because when it was time for like around 3 o'clock, that's when the kids come. And children are going to be children. These young people walk around cussing like us. They don't know how to deal with pressure, none whatsoever. Are you mad about it? These kids come 3 o'clock every day. This is not nothing new. They didn't surprise you. That's what I'm talking about, this anger. I ain't never seen so many young people angry, y'all. Everybody, how an 8-year-old got to go to anger ministry? Are you serious? How, mad about what? I'm saying this world, y'all, thanks. We got to pray. We got to cry out to God, especially for the generation. These kids, because you know they already kicked prayer out of school. It ain't no excuse why you can't pray for your baby now. It's not no excuse. Buying all the cell phones, go get them one of those prayer books. Go get them a book. Teach them about Jesus instead of buying them all this other stuff. Teaching them about the Lord. I know a woman of God, her son speaking tongues. I said, oh, he can pray for me. This woman teach her son
about Jesus. Phoebe prophesied to his mom, and I told the woman of God, I said, your son's right hand is anointed, and he's going to cut your head, and it's going to be healing. That boy has a anointed. He's anointed. He's a man. He's a young man of God. Why? Because that's what his mother taught. Her daughter is a prophetess. Uh-huh. It can be done. It ain't no excuses that it can't be done. I think that's fine with 6 or 7 young. That boy be in tongues. He said, that okay. He said, that don't scare that ass. Don't tell me that a child ain't speaking tongues. I heard him. I'll be on the phone when she's praying for him. He be speaking in tongues. He be in there ministering to his mom. This is what, see, God pleased with stuff like this. He ain't pleased with you turn on those, your, all the kids got all the dog on cell phones. He pleased to know, can these babies pray? He want to know, can a, do the baby have the Holy Ghost? See, that's what God looking for on stuff like that. Uh-huh. Because what you do with your child, it comes out. Like when I go to my cousin's house, when I go see my cousin Treasure, Treasure knows everything that Valencia do. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because that's what I teach her. When she around me, that's what I teach her. I don't, when I go buy books, I buy books about Jesus. Yes, I do. I buy about Jesus. I get them DVDs about Jesus. Not this world, because they got enough cell phones. They know enough worldly stuff. I'm talking about my family. They know enough worldly stuff. But when I see these two, I got Jesus books, and they so happy. They love to be around me because I'm talking about the Lord. I got to speak in a tongue one time. I was on my cousin's house. I was bringing forth the word elder on your line. And I got to speak in a tongue. They jumped up. And one, they were hot. They jumped up. And they said, what is that? My little cousin said, oh, that's Lisa. She do that all the time. Kids know what you do. Kids know what she, oh, she do that all the time. And then guess what? She broke into a dance. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Her mama just looked at her. Oh, yeah, baby, that's why I instill in your baby. You need to instill it in your baby. Instill it in your baby. Because Satan wants the kids anyway. Instill that type of stuff in your baby. I'm talking about the shipwreck. Wake up, people. Find out. Look what's going on, Satan. It's time to really be praying. We're in a shipwreck. And we have a favor card. Saints, we got a favor card. We are covered with the blood. We walk in authority. We belong to God. We don't belong to the world. I'm telling y'all, when I say I don't be, I used to be, I when I was saved, I was scared. I ain't, since I say I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I'm not, and I thank God that he had made me like he made me bold that I'm not scared. So once the shipwreck finally clear up, everything that he promised going to come to pass. So like Elder, he'll rap. I already seen Elder. I saw Elder on YouTube. I saw his video and everything. It's coming. God already spoke to Elder about that. It's gonna, he's just in the shipwreck right now like everybody else. Lady people, she got a lot of books. They got a ministry. They got a great ministry. Everything that God promised them is coming to pass. Money. Elder going to be on Sunday's best. Elder going to be on Sunday's best. Sure is. Mm-hmm. That's what God said. That's what God said. He got to go to the shipwreck. He's in the shipwreck. But he's going to get past that shipwreck just like everybody else. Everything God promised you, it's coming. So that's pretty much, I'm going to read these scriptures one more time because there's a good meaning behind them. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over and go to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat, and he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, shipwreck, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling, shipwreck. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, us without panicking behind and worrying behind. They awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? God know what we're going through. Stop asking him obvious dumb questions because he knows. Next scripture. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. The power, the authority, that favor that I'm talking about. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. That's Jesus. But he said to them, he said to us, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared him exceedingly, said to one another, who can this be that the wind and the sea obey him? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. We serve, and he got us, and we're going to make it through the shipwreck. We're going to use our faith. We're going to trust God. And we're going to activate our favorite card and every other gift that he got. Because everybody got gifts. Everybody don't have this one gift. People have gifts. Activate your gifts so you can pass the shipwreck. Elder, it's back in your hand. I am done.
Take it away.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry about that. Little technical difficulties. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah for that word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for Lady Valencia bringing forth that word. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah for that word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the woman of God. We ask, Lord, that you bless the woman of God and continue to bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. Continue leading her and guiding her. Continue molding her and shaping her, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you once again. Hallelujah for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank Sister Valencia. Hallelujah for that word. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing I always like about that scripture. Amen. Praise God. They want to run down there and say, don't you care, hallelujah, that we perish. Amen. As if Jesus ain't on the ship with them. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us he was at the stern. The stern, hallelujah, is the steering wheel of the ship. Hallelujah. Amen. He was at the steering wheel of the ship asleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why was he asleep? Because he was confident. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't have a care in the world. Hallelujah. Because he knew once he said, let's go to the other side. Hallelujah, that we were going to go to the other side. It wasn't no doubt that he wasn't going to make it to the other side just because the storm came. Hallelujah, amen, praise God, did not mean that they weren't going to make it to the other side. See, that's our problem. Hallelujah, we think we ain't going to make it when the storms come. Hallelujah, we think the storms are going to prevent us from making it to the other side. But if God has said you're going to make it, hallelujah, to the other side, you're going to make it to the other side. Not only that, but I noticed something. Y'all know Peter was a fisherman. Peter, Andrew, James, and John were fishermen. These were professional sailors. Hallelujah, amen. This got me one day. Hallelujah, they were professional sailors. This is something that they're used to. Hallelujah, they used to storms. Hallelujah, amen, because this is their profession. They sail boats for a living. They go out into the water on a boat for a living. This ain't the first storm, hallelujah, they have encountered. It's the first storm they encountered since they met Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. It's the first storm they encountered since they met Jesus. And now you want to put everything on God when you already had the ability to make it through the storm. I like how the woman of God say, I wasn't scared when I was in the world. Why I got to be scared now? Hallelujah. When you was in the world, you found you knew a way to get through that storm. Hallelujah. But now that you saved, you want God to do everything. You don't care that we perish. Hallelujah, you ain't gonna come help us, hallelujah. Where is our faith is what he's asking. Hallelujah, praise God. You don't got no faith. You had more faith in the world. When you was in the world, you had a whole lot of faith then. Hallelujah, amen. Nothing would stop you then. Hallelujah, amen. I like how the woman of God said she ain't leaving no church. Hallelujah, amen, because of what's going on in the church, basically. Hallelujah, just because, you know, people get church hurt. Hallelujah, amen. But you didn't. When you was in the world, you didn't leave that job. Hallelujah, because them people ain't like you. Some of y'all don't leave the job that you're at right now, and you say you're saved, sanctified, but you'll leave the church. Hallelujah, you'll leave that church, but you ain't going to leave that job. Hallelujah, when you used to go to the club and your enemies was in the club, you didn't leave the club. Hallelujah, no, y'all tore the club up. You wasn't scared then. Praise God, hallelujah. You stood your ground, praise God, amen. That's all God is asking us to do. Now, remember, Moses was the same way. Hallelujah. Moses want to sit there and act like I have a speech impediment. I can't speak that well. Excuse me, Moses, you're the same person that's a conqueror. Hallelujah. You took over cities. Hallelujah, amen. You built cities. Hallelujah. You was the second in command, only the Pharaoh. Hallelujah, if something would have happened to Pharaoh, you would have took his throne. But now that God wants you to go do something, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We're going to open up the phone lines. If somebody got a testimony or prayer request on tonight, hallelujah. If you have a comment on the word, the phone lines are open at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God.
The Lord. Good evening, saints. Good evening, elder. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Happy belated Father's Day, by the way, man of God, and all the fathers on the line. I just want to give God glory for just giving me the strength, giving God glory for people he placed in my life. And I call Valencia Scott from Memphis, Tennessee, true, powerful woman. And it's true. And I'm sorry to come forth. A lot of these so-called, you know, I'm going to keep it real. People preach the word of God. Yeah, it be those pastors, bishops. They be on a low, they be gay, and I'm being honest, and majority of them sometimes, they know they married, and they sleeping around. You know very well that's not your wife, but you want to test the waters. You want to, you know, have your cake, ice cream, and eat it too. And I'm just keeping it real. That's why I stopped going, because it's too much foolishness. You understand? God is not the author of confusion. You can't be all so-called sanctified with the Holy Ghost, and you're supposed to have the Holy Spirit. The body of the temple is who, you know, and you dipping in, you doing a lot. And on top of it, you get on that pulpit, you preaching the word and all of that so-called praying in tongues. Man, who you think you fooling? And, you know, a lot of them, they be lusting, you know, all of that. No, that's why I prefer to just see God in my own secret place, because, you know, God is, when you call on to him, earnestly you seek him, you shall be able to thirst for him. And you right, woman of God and man of God. We scared. Why are we scared? But when, like Elder said, you're in a club, you twerking, you drinking, taking shots and everything. Why don't you try Jesus shots? You know, you having one night stand, a man you just met an hour or two ago, and you already dropping those draws. It's a lot. So, you know, I'm just keeping it real. So why are you afraid? You know, it's a lot. So, you know, it's either we're going to live right. None of us are perfect. I was not always saved all my life. But one thing I can say, I was not a pop-tart. You know, I'm grateful my father was around. I come from a good family, so it's a blessing. So I'm just grateful and thankful, giving God glory. And I have children on my own. My daughter, she has a boyfriend. And last week, Thursday, you know, she was like, Mommy, can I spend the night? No, I went outside, knocked at, you know, young man. I said, pull your windows down. No, my daughter's not sleeping over your house, because I know how the devil gonna creep. All the devil needs is a little crack in the door. So in my house, you know, you're going to do it God's way. I'm not saying my child is not going to make mistakes. I pray over my children a lot. And I'm just grateful. I'm 39 years old. I was not out there like that. So it's a blessing. I have children on my own. I'm able to give what the Lord had blessed my family. It's like pass it on. So when she have children, she can do the same. That's why the Bible says train up a child in the training. Even if they depart, whatever the circumstances may be, but they will always remember the teaching of what their parents taught them. So God bless you, woman of God and man of God. People got to get right. Stop playing with God. Stop making a mockery. You so-called bishop, so-called pastor, but you sleeping with other females. You know that's not your wife. But you have the audacity to be getting on that pulpit on Sunday, whatever nonsense it is, and then you preaching God. Don't put God in your nonsense. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We thank God for Jennifer tonight from Long Island. Hallelujah. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Exactly, hallelujah. Well, I always say praise God. When Jesus said, and the Message Bible said like this, he said, I can see it now. In that great day, many will say, I perform miracles in your name. I cast out demons in your name. I raise the dead in your name. And he's going to say, I do not know you. Depart from me. Hallelujah, for I never knew you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And a lot of people in the church, we're blinded by the miracles that people do. We blinded by the fact that you can slay somebody in the spirit. We blinded by the fact that you can speak in tongues. We blinded, hallelujah, by the fact that you got healing, that you can heal, praise God, not realizing it's not you, it's God, hallelujah, healing through you. If God will use a donkey, he'll show you the demon. Uh-oh. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So that's why he say, they will be known by their fruits. Their fruits, not by, hallelujah, their gifts, not by their talents, not by the way they speak in tongues, not by the way they pray, not by the way they preach, not by the way they teach, not by the way they sing, but they will be known, hallelujah, by their fruits. Hallelujah, amen. What do you say? You don't get thorns, hallelujah, amen, from a berry bush. Praise God, hallelujah. You don't get an adultery from an upright standing man. Hallelujah, amen. You don't get homosexuality from a Christian. Hallelujah, amen. These things that you don't get, hallelujah, lemons from an orange tree. Praise God, hallelujah. They will be known by their fruits. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Amen. Do we have another comment on the line on tonight? Amen. Do we have another comment on the line on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For the word of God. Hallelujah. Something else the woman of God said, amen. She said, activate your favor card. Hallelujah. Activate your favor card. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus grew in stature, he grew in wisdom, and he grew in favor with God and man. Praise God, hallelujah. But watch this, you'll never know that you have favor with God and with man, hallelujah, amen. Unless, in other words, you can't get a favor out of me unless you ask me. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. You got to actually ask for the favor to get the favor. You don't know you got favor, hallelujah, because you haven't tried to get the favor. You haven't tried to use, hallelujah, the favor that God has put on your life. Praise God, hallelujah. If God promised it, that's exactly what he's going to do. If he said he's going to give you favor, he's going to give you favor. Hallelujah, but not just him. Hallelujah, but with man also. Hallelujah, God works through men. Hallelujah, God works through people. Hallelujah, so in order for you to have favor with God, God gives favor with you with people that don't even like you. Hallelujah. People that really don't like your ministry, they don't really, hallelujah, amen, agree with your doctrine. Hallelujah. But for some reason, hallelujah, God, they show favor on you. Hallelujah. For some reason, they donate to your ministry. Hallelujah. For some reason, they tell people about you, and they don't even like you. Hallelujah. They can't figure it out themselves. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. But you'll never know the favor that God has on your life unless you try to use the card. Hallelujah, amen. I can have a card in my wallet right now with $1,000 limit. Hallelujah, $1 million limit. But unless I go to the store and use it, hallelujah, praise God, amen. That's just money sitting in your wallet. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, that'll never get used because you don't take the card. You don't go use the card. Praise God, God has given us favor. We need to use, hallelujah, the card. Hallelujah, you need to apply for that job that you don't qualify for. Hallelujah, praise God. Let me give my little testimony, then we're going to get out of here, praise God. I got a felony back in 2006. When I got that felony, the same position that I got with the same company that I got right now, I was dismissed from because of the felony. Now, the felony came off the clock, didn't have nothing to do with the job. It was for minor drug possession back in 2006. Praise God, hallelujah. But I was fired and disqualified, hallelujah, from being a manager at a restaurant, an RGM. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But it's still on my record. It hasn't been expunged. Hallelujah, it's right there. You pull it up, you type it up, it's going to be right there. Possession, hallelujah, amen, less than a gram, right there. It's going to be right there. But yet I have the position that I didn't qualify for in 2006, even though it's still on my record and I still don't qualify for it, I have it. Hallelujah, praise God. That's called favor. That's called, amen, we're going to look over this and do this, but they ain't the ones doing it. Hallelujah, they don't even know why they're doing it. Praise God, hallelujah, it's God, hallelujah, that's doing it. Praise God, amen, because he gave us a favor card. Hallelujah, amen, you got favor. Praise God, hallelujah, that's why you get discounts on stuff you ain't supposed to get discounts on. Hallelujah, amen. I was in the store tonight, bought a sandwich. The sandwich didn't have a barcode on it. The cashier said, I guess it's free today. Hallelujah, praise God, favor. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. So we just thank God for the favor, hallelujah, that he has on our life. We call that grace, unmerited favor, favor that you didn't earn. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this and we're going to get off the line. You have to understand what it means to have favor with God. Because I can have favor with you, hallelujah, Sister Jennifer. Praise God, we both human beings. Hallelujah, you might need to borrow something. Hallelujah, and I tell you what, you can have this, but now you owe me a favor. Hallelujah, now next time I need something, I can call you up and say, hey, remember that time I gave you something? Hallelujah, amen. Well, now I need that favor returned. Praise God, hallelujah. That's favor between men and women. Praise God, favor between people. But watch this. I can't give God nothing. Hallelujah. I don't have anything to offer God to say, I'm going to give you this, and after I give you this, you're going to owe me a favor. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't have favor. I don't have anything. Hallelujah. God owns everything, the world, the universe, the stars, the moon, the quasars, all that belong to God. I don't have nothing to give God and say, here you go. Now, next time I need something, I'm going to call you up for a favor. Hallelujah, praise God. So we have favor, hallelujah, with a person, hallelujah, that don't need no favors. Hallelujah, amen. We get help from a God that don't need no help. We get deliverance from a God that don't need no deliverance. We get healing from a God that don't need no healing. Hallelujah. We get finances from a God that don't need no finances. We get forgiveness from a God that don't need no forgiving. Hallelujah, favor. Hallelujah, that's why we call it grace. Hallelujah, amen. Because I'm going to be honest with you, it don't make no sense. Hallelujah. There's nothing you can give me, hallelujah, that you can say I owe you a favor. Hallelujah. There's nothing we can give God that God can, that you can tell God, now you owe me one, God. Hallelujah. And I can't wait to cast this favor in. We got favor with God, and God owes us nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Understand what it is to have favor with God. Hallelujah. Amen. He just gives it because why? He loves us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, once again, we thank God for the woman of God who came forth and brought forth the dynamic word. Hallelujah. On tonight, praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you who have called in and tuned in on tonight. And we have truly, truly have a blessed time in the Lord. We expect to see everybody back here. Amen. On the same line, same channel. Hallelujah. 11 o'clock Sunday morning. We got Care Church Incorporated with our very own Bishop Mac Page. Hallelujah. Amen. And then 5 o'clock that same day. This is Standard Time. Hallelujah. That same day, we got the word straight up and uncut with your very own Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. And our panel of truth seekers, where we take a topic. Hallelujah. We throw it on the table. We get everybody's opinions on it. We examine it. We look at it from each and every way we possibly can. Hallelujah. Amen. We discuss things that need to be discussed in the church, but ain't being discussed in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Underage marriage. Hallelujah. amen, and should marijuana be legalized? Should we be involved in politics? We discussed the prosperity gospel. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So we got a different topic every week. We're going to revisit some topics. We had topics about women preachers. Should women be preachers? Should they not be preachers? Hallelujah, amen. We listen to everybody's opinion. We're going to be revisiting a bunch of topics we've already discussed. So we invite everybody to call in and tune in at 5 o'clock Central Time, hallelujah, on Sunday, and be a part of the discussion. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord, hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Once again, we come to you, Lord, as we know how, just to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Just to tell you that we love you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. For each and everything that you do. Hallelujah. In our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the woman of God that brought forth your message on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for each and every person who was on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And heard your word. And may we take this word and walk with it and talk with it. Hallelujah. Amen. May we live the word, amen, that we have heard tonight. Let us activate our favor. Hallelujah, that we have with you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. I've had a blessed time on tonight, and we'll see y'all next time on and on the truth of Christ worldwide. And yes, of course, we are uncensored.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Whoop.
Love him, I love him. 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 Love him, I love him.